2 days of the live tackling period. How are you doing? What do you feel about the last 2 days?
I'm doing well, doing my job, I'm just trying to improve every day.
We've seen you inside a little bit. What kind of adjustments do you have to make? Is that something foreign to you, or are you really accustomed to that? How do you feel about when you're in those situations?
It doesn't bother me much. Make sure I get off and I strike and I keep my head down so I don't get washed down the line. Just being powerful at the point of attack.
Did you do a lot of that, or is that a rare thing for you in college?
I did it in college as well. I mean, I'm doing it a little bit more here, but it's fine with me.
Is that part of Greg's philosophy? Everybody's got to play two positions?
Yes, and I don't mind it at all. It's more opportunity for me to make plays.
Talk about the 100-yard sprints you do after practice. Is that something you've always done? What's the goal there?
I want to be more than prepared for the game, for the preseason, for the season. I don't want to have to be taken out because I'm tired or I need a breather. I want to be able to play enough snaps, and even if we go 13, 14, 15 play drive, I'm still able to get off and play like it's play two or three.
Have you always done that?
Yes.
Yeah. How many do you do?
Around 8. Try to increase it by each week.
Exhausting?
A little bit.
Do you have somebody telling you?
No.
Is there a veteran, maybe like a Jamie Collins or somebody like that, that you've kind of used here on this team as a mentor? Is there somebody that you're kind of glomming onto a little bit to help you?
I mean, my fellow D lineman. Almost all the guys are older than me there, so I was trying to see what they know, pick on the things they've learned through their experience in the games, and how I can just be better in my steps and the small little details.
How about a guy like Desmond Bryant? What are you connecting with him about? Just a little bit of everything?
Communication, just listening to the offense and picking up on some of their keys and what they do and how I can get there quicker.
What kind of relationship have you developed with Clyde Simmons? What kind of resource is he for you, considering he played 15 years and has a bunch of sacks on the resume?
I mean, the stats speak for themselves. I mean, he's a great teacher. He knows what he's doing. He was a force to be reckoned with back in his day, so he's going to know what he's talking about. And he's going to put me in the right position. And he's going to tell me what to do when I get there. And he's going to allow me to put my own twist on it, because we are different players and we have things unique to each other. But he's going to get me in the best possible position to do my thing.
Hey, Miles, what have the meeting rooms been like now that you've had a couple of practices in pads? What have the meeting rooms been like with Greg?
Fun. I mean, there's ups, there's downs, but I mean, it's a teaching experience. Sometimes it needs your ass ripped so you can get better.
Does his intensity go up a notch too?
I mean, he's always high intensity, no matter where we are. And that's what I like about him. He's not going to ever be settling for less. He wants the best out of you every day.
Is it your anticipation that you'd take part in the scrimmage Friday night, the first preseason game as well, or do you think that would ease you in?
From what I heard, I'll be there.
What are your early observations of this camp environment with fans and all that? I mean, Aggieland's got pretty rabid fans. I mean, do you feel more excited when people are watching you?
I'm kind of indifferent. I try to not pay any attention. I'm just trying to play my game, and it doesn't matter what they're saying. I appreciate the noise and the hoorahs that they give, but I'm trying to focus on my job and just making plays.
What are the early returns from a critique standpoint for you personally? What do you see that you think you're doing well, and what do you see that you need to improve?
Just trying to be consistent. Not just showing flashes, being consistently dominant on the field, and that takes having a great football IQ and knowing where the plays are going and just making sure you're taking the right steps. And if you know where you're going, you know the plays going, you'll be able to get there quicker.
Talk about knowing where the plays are going in that. Do you try and catch yourself maybe from not guessing too much and making a mistake by guessing wrong?
I mean, he told us you guess at 100 miles per hour. Score field, wreak havoc. They will make you right. So just go up there, and if you make a mess of things, we'll be just fine.
So with that in mind, I mean, is this Greg Williams defense that complicated for you, for your position? Is it see ball, get ball, see quarterback, get quarterback, or is that too simplified?
That's fine with me. Win. That's why I got it. See ball, get ball, force fumble. Make plays. You don't have to worry about, you know, the whether you need to get somewhere or how difficult the defense is. Go and check what pass and go win.
In terms of mastering your playbook, have you found that through several days of practice, you're pretty much on top of all the plays and it's just a matter of applying them to game speed?
Yes.
There are a certain amount of mistakes that, yeah, which one?
I mean, I feel like I know the playbook pretty well, and so just seeing it in front of me, you know, going at this kind of pace, it's good for, you know, another day. And when I finally get it down that day, it's kind of like one under my belt, and now I know what to do.
Coming off the foot, are you on a little bit of a pitch count still, or do you think you're, I mean, is that like the normal amount of snaps that we'd see you in you know, like team drills in a given practice?
I think they're limiting me just a little bit, but they'll work me in slowly. Just trying to be cautious.
Just one last question on those sprints. Do you remember the first year you did it? High school, college?
First year I did it. I've been doing it since high school.